Thank you. Numbers, the experimental trio from Santa Fe, New Mexico, squarely putting us here, wherever that may be, from the Light Parade album. Our set of deep threes began just above the surface, as in the album by Michel Banabila, Riding Out a Snakebite. The Snow in Kyoto, furnished by Cycle 440, from 17843 Plus, was soothing as we watched shapes falling down in the subterrane with Mark Bareka. Cynalia is an international team of researchers and performers who take an interdisciplinary approach to recreating the music and dance of ancient Rome. We heard Venus off of their album focusing on wind instruments, Music from Ancient Rome, Volume 1. We then braved howling winds, snow crunching beneath our feet with seashells and tamal from the Fruhare collection. Tensions rose as we encountered intruders who emerged in the 2018 remake of Death Wish, starring Bruce Willis and Vincent D'Onofrio, as scored by Ludwig Göransson. But calm was restored when we caught the red eye in the form of part 6 of Hans Thomann's Consequent Suite from the Third Eye Orchestra album. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Coming Home from the Sea from James Horner's soundtrack for The Perfect Storm. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you have a joyful Hanukkah and a Happy New Year.
This is Bird Note. Though most birds that enliven beaches in summer have gone south, tiny sandpipers called sanderlings are easy to find on winter shores. They're intensely busy birds, persistently following the smallest waves as they lap in and out. High tide pushes burrowing invertebrates closer to the surface of the sand. As the waves retreat, the top layer of sand swirls loosely. Sanderlings rush in to probe the sand with their small but tough beaks, then flee as the next wave breaks. The diversity of sanderling's diet is impressive. Various small crustaceans, especially mole crabs, isopods, and amphipods, are important elements. A sanderling's probing also yields miniature clams and bristly, segmented polychaete worms. In spring on Delaware Bay, horseshoe crab eggs are a vital food. And a sanderling's dining options don't end there. They chase invertebrates through shallow pools and pluck flying insects out of the air. In a pinch, they can turn to plants, buds, seeds, and algae. But they're best known for that elegant dance at the edge of the waves. Watch for them performing along most of the U.S. coast, from city shorelines to barrier islands. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Deb Rivel for her many years of board service and generous support of Bird Note.